If you're going to stage Romeo and Juliet in a prison, your first challenge is casting.
Here, as far as personality traits, the feminine is not really embraced.
Hal Cobb is a founding member of Shakespeare Behind Bars. He's played numerous parts over the years. He's serving a life sentence for murder. He's also openly gay.
Many people really try to project an ultra macho image just to survive in this place and to kind of let down that wall can leave somebody feeling pretty vulnerable.
Enter inmate number 166200, Romeo.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night being o'er my head as is a winged messenger of heaven.
James Pritchard asked to play Romeo because he says he identifies with the character.
I've been in love. I've lost love. I've taken a life. There's a lot of qualities that Romeo goes through during the play that I've been through in real life.
And what about Juliet? The most iconic female role in all of literature. Who would play her?
I got an Aryan Brotherhood tattooed on my stomach, SWP with some lightning bolts on my chest. It's Supreme White Power. You get them for committing violent acts.
Daryl Dweeks asked to play Juliet. He's serving a life sentence for murder. He says he joined white racist groups when he was young, partly because he was angry and wanted to intimidate the people around him.
A few years ago, it came into my head, you know, what does it matter what any of these people think about me when I can't stand to look at myself?
That realization led Weeks to join Shakespeare Behind Bars. He says he was drawn to the character of Juliet because he didn't identify with her.
I've been in prison since I was a kid, so there's a lot of feelings expressed in that play I never felt out there. So this is my opportunity to try to get that and, see what happens with that feeling.
Ron Brown is also a member of Shakespeare Behind Bars. In Romeo and Juliet, Brown plays Juliet's confidant, Friar Lawrence.
Oh, Juliet, I already know thy grief. It strings me past the compass of my wits.
Ron Brown is also African-American.
When I look at Daryl, I've watched him mentally and physically commit to a role that I would have never dreamed that he would have picked, and I'm really proud of him.
Matt Wallace is Shakespeare Behind Bars' artistic director. He's a theater professional, not an inmate. He chooses and directs the plays. He says while most theater companies try to create an experience for the audience, Shakespeare Behind Bars creates an experience for the actors.
By using the text, by putting themselves in the shoes of these characters, they are becoming more empathetic, more responsible, better human beings, and ultimately, better neighbors.
According to the U.S. Justice Department, about 95% of inmates in state prisons will one day go free.
Everybody in? 3, 2, 1.
Shakespeare!
As the members of Shakespeare Behind Bars rehearse their lines, they are preparing to perform Romeo and Juliet this June. But at the same time, they're also preparing for the performance of their lives when they are no longer behind bars.
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet.
For VOA News, I'm Graham Shelby in Louisville, Kentucky.